election or ransom note. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. America's top CEOs have decided that Mitt Romney has to win, not out of any party loyalty, but because of the nature of today's ruthless politics. And this comes from a CEO and philanthropist by the name of Miles Nadal, who was at a conference with his fellow CEOs, and he asked him, what needs to happen in November for you guys to start spending money again? And he went on MSNBC to report what they said.
And they said the best thing for business would be a Republican landslide. You needed something to unlock the gridlock.
And according to a piece in the Washington Post, the CEO's thinking goes like this. With the parties at each other's throats, nobody's making any decisions in Washington, which means that in 2013, the Bush tax cuts will expire, sucking money out of middle-class pockets. Huge government spending cuts will kick in, throwing a million additional people out of work. And the Republicans will refuse to raise the debt ceiling again, terrifying the credit markets. The only way to stop this nightmare is to elect Mr. Romney, because while the GOP might be willing to let all this happen to a Democratic president, they would never let it happen to a Republican president. With a Republican in charge, they would do what it took to create jobs, even if it meant more debt, and the CEOs could finally spend all that money they've been sitting on. So this piece is actually saying that we don't face an election so much as a ransom note, that there are politicians ruthless enough to deliberately tank the economy unless the voters put them in charge. And unless we want another recession, that's exactly what we'd better do.